Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Well, today it's a little bit of a change up. I have Ted Lighty as my wingman.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how you doing? And we got a whole bunch of guests today.
We'll
get to them in a second. But Jared's in there. Hey, Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
What national day is it today?
Well, besides being Christmas Eve, there's only one, and it's Eggnog Day.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, we're going to... Should have brought my eggnog.
Oh, man. We have a friend that brings us eggnog every year. Gallons of it. She brought 2 gallons, and, you know, it's so good.
Like homemade stuff?
Oh, homemade. When I say homemade, I mean, I think she raised the chickens. I mean, it's that good, man. I think that she raised the chickens and then made and milked the cow for the cream or whatever it is they put in it. Let me tell you, it will tear you up. The only thing she didn't do is distill the Jim Beam. And it's as strong as Balky's beard game.
706 that stuff is pretty strong.
Hey, we just started on it. You know what?
It's been 1 minute and I've lost control. 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Of course, it is the 24th of December, and phone lines here are 605-4567. We're going to be kind of like open today. If you got questions and anything else, we got a lot of guests today. And feel free to hop in when you want. So, Ted, what's the weather look like here for Christmas Eve, Christmas, all those others? Then I have road conditions after that.
Today, there's a chance of showers, then high of 49. West wind, 5 to 13 miles per hour, becoming south in the morning. Tonight, showers mainly after 9 p.m. We're going to the Garden of Lights tonight.
We're going in the showers. All of this time, we still haven't made it there. So we're going to hit it. I think we're going to hit it Sunday.
I can't believe you admitted that publicly.
Well, you know what? Everybody we know has gone to.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
and we've given out.
It's great.
We've given out 26 tickets to people.
Wow!
And people have come back to us and said, "Oh my God, Carl, thanks."
Yeah,
you have beautiful. To go. Yeah, I've never been. I mean, I'm admitting it publicly.
You're going this weekend, aren't you?
I'm not. I just got the tickets for my mom. She and a friend are
playing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you curmudgeon, you Grinch.
Really?
Great.
Hey, everybody,
the hot chocolate.
Oh, I tell you what, on the 31st, they've got a New Year's Eve party.
At the Garden of Lights?
At the Garden of Lights, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Is that part of the Sheraton, VIP Sheraton package over there that Huber's going to, or what?
Well, I have no idea what Huber does.
Yeah, he's going to
Huber is on his own planet.
Oh, I know, but he's going to that.
He's listening right now. Mm-hmm. Probably. Okay. Well, let's... Finish the weather, Sergeant.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, showers. High near 47, south wind, around 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, rain. Showers before 10 p.m., then rain and snow showers. Sunday, hey, rain and snow showers. Becoming all rain after 10 a.m. Better get up early if you want to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, more showers, low around 34. Here's a good one. Chance of precipitation on Sunday night, 100%.
Oh.
Well,
that's great.
I'm surprised they didn't put 99. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
That's cool, man. Lots of weather. You know what? This feels like Christmas.
Right.
It does.
When the weather's bad, it feels like Christmas. There's something unnatural about being 80 degrees on Christmas, right?
Yeah, the road conditions. I-5 is fine. Yesterday, it shut down I-5, or you needed change, but nothing out there right now. No traffic restrictions reported in Northern California. 44, change required on all vehicles, except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires from Viola, 1.5 miles east of Old Station. And the same thing from 1.5 miles east of Old Station to the Bogard Ranger Station in Lassen County. And then chains and everything else from the Bogard Station to the junction of SR-36 in Lassen County, which is where you hop over to Reno. Now, SR-299 State Road. It's closed from Cedar Flat to Big Flat in Trinity County due to wildfire rehabilitation and slide repair.
Wow.
Motorists are advised to use alternate routes. Roadway be open to anyway. You know,
like there's a ton of alternate routes.
I know. That's what I was thinking. What is the alternate?
Yeah, the alternate route is getting in a canoe and going down the river. There, change required in single action vehicles toward trailer towing trailers from 5.8 miles west to 1 mile west of Newber. New Bieber. I've only gone to that place 100 times. New Bieber in Lassen County. And chain or snow tires required 10 miles west to 7 miles west of Canby, where we go up to, you know, all tourists up in that area. So that's tough.
I like that.
And they are required from 9 miles west to Cedarville through the pass there, chain or snow tires. So there's a lot of stuff out there. Now, Diane went down Thursday or Wednesday to pick up a friend down in at the airport in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Big wreck on the I-5. They turned it into a parking lot there. And she left an hour early and was still 10 minutes late.
When was this?
This was Wednesday. And then coming back, there was another one. So a lot of people are heading out today, heading to Sac or other places, heading south. Watch out on those roads and give yourself, if you have to be someplace at some time, give yourself an extra hour or two. Because it's crazy out there.
When we had the NFI Christmas party last week, Jen O'Hare and a couple others could not get here.
That's right.
From Red Bluff.
Really?
Because of the crash.
Yeah, the crash. And it was going to take them 2 hours.
Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's crazy. That was a fun party.
And by the way, that was a great party.
That was a great party, man. That's what happens when you just get a bunch of people that love each other together with a collective and a connective mission sitting around, you know, having eggnog. Eating Casa Ramos and having a fire outside and talking hunting. That's really all we did.
Oh, yeah,
we did.
Yeah, and I got, Ted gave me a, he gave me the present, 300 Winchester Mag.
Oh, wow.
The cartridge, the brass, where I shot this pig out there.
I found it when I was hunting.
Really?
Yeah, where he shot it.
And I just hadn't picked it up for some reason. Mainly because Pig was chasing us around at that point.
Oh, no.
Shoot him, Carl. Shoot him again, Carl.
Come on.
Shoot him, Carl. There's something of pleasure having a command sergeant major whisper in your ear, shoot him again, Carl. Shoot him again. And every time he said it, his voice got up just a little bit higher.
I bet.
Shoot
I
him again.
Yeah. It was fun, man. That hog was coming down hard.
I was laughing. It was Perry had leaped. I mean, literally had leaped and gone prone. Because he was between us and the hog, and the hog was turning.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I'll tell you, he did that with some skill, though. He didn't seem to shake him at all.
You know what? It didn't even look like he got dirty.
No.
He just popped right up.
Covered
his ears, too, because he's...
The dude's always in the woods with some rookie hunter, you know, that from the Bay Area that, you know, just got his rifle out of a box
when he
showed up.
Yeah.
So nothing scares him.
No,
you know?
It was, you know,
nothing scares him.
And he's pointing at hogs way in front, and the other one got up beside us and walked out in front of him.
Oh,
and when he saw it, he looked at us, put the stand up, you know, the tripod up, and Perry looked at the hog, looked at us. I wasn't aiming in yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Dove and yelled, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, we're here with Robert Balky. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
one
you know
of my
what?
Heroes,
thanks for coming
man.
On in.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
course.
Yesterday,
this
and this is where it's good, is that I looked at Christmas Eve in my schedule, and I went, well, nobody scheduled. And then I thought, well, so I went to Ted. Ted's always good for a show.
Oh, yeah.
And, or more. And,
or more.
And we said, well, we need to get somebody. She said, let me call Robert. And I heard Robert on the show, and he's been on the show before, but I heard him before.
Oh, we took this place
you
over.
Took
right?
this, you took it when we were coming back. We were coming back from Mammoth Lakes, and we were able to listen to it on my phone because it was streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a great show. And we got a lot of good feedback after that.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff on Facebook. And
that's very cool.
Yeah.
So hey, I want to do something real quick, right? So it's Christmas Eve. It's nice. And we're going to have a great time. We have gifts this morning. I brought gifts for you know, two of my two favorite people here. And we're going to have some whiskey a little bit later, which is great. I want to, just while I'm on the show this morning, give 50% off any class you want at usgunpro.com. 50% for the next 2 hours, okay? Now listen, here's what I got going on. In January, because of all the guns that are coming under these Christmas trees, I have all NRA basic pistol and rifle courses scheduled in January right here in Reading. And I don't do them very often, right? I think it's probably been about a year since I did one. So, NRA basic rifle is on either the 8th or the 9th. Can't remember off the top of my head.
The 9th. I saw it posted.
Then I have a rifle instructor course right after that. You gotta take the rifle to go to the rifle instructor course. Right. Then I got basic pistol. I got NRA CCW. I got NRA, I got pistol instructor. Just go to, the website and, pull down your class, whatever you want to do in January. I mean, think about all these new firearms that are going to be given, right? They need training. And here's the promo code. Until 9 o'clock and I'm taking it down. Safety Santa.
Safety Santa. I got to write that
I like
down.
That one. Safety Santa. For any class, 50%
Santa. That's any right. class you go to is 50% off. That I've built awesome. The, that's Red Bluff, Redding, Sacramento, Stockton. I don't care where it's
anywhere.
At. Anywhere.
Thailand.
If you can get the class, I'll pay for half of it if you'll pay for half
okay.
of it.
Okay. Well, so, this cool. leads in perfect.
It's Safety Santa.
This leads in perfectly into our first live read here, and that's Bastiani Arms. Yeah, you can't pick one up tomorrow. It's a little bit late.
Yep.
But you can still go down and buy one and get it after the new year, right? Mm-hmm. And then sign up for Ted's class right now, and you get 50% off all the
everything.
Everything.
Until 50% 9 o'clock.
Off. So go down to Bastiani Arms.
Including gift certificates.
$25.39 large right good. Here in Reading. Veterans get discounts there. It's a great place. It's where I buy my guns. Go down. Buy a gun for your wife. Buy a gun for your,
your postman.
You get gift certificates because you can't buy for other people, but can get gift certificates. Yeah. Give them a gift certificate. And a lady called me and I sent her down there and just, she's going to, you know, she went shopping with her husband yesterday to find he's looking for a specific kind of gun that Kimber makes that nobody knows when it's coming in, but he may find something else he likes just as well. Anyway, that's
buy a gun for your barber.
Arms. It's Tuesday. He's open Tuesday through Saturday.
Thinking about you, Logan. Buy a gun for your barber.
Logan was on yesterday.
I know. No, yeah, I know.
Logan and Tim. Okay.
I love those
two. Bastiani Arms, $25.39 Larkspur. We'll be right back.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030 That's 530-533-5030 today.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks, and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
The Sea Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Scotche and the Shasta Beloved Community, is having a COVID-19 vaccination clinic Thursday, December 30th from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at First Methodist Church at 1825 East Street. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Children ages 5 to 17 are also welcome and must have a parent or guardian's consent and an adult with them. Enjoy free Punjabi Indian food while organizers hand out gift cards. This COVID-19 vaccine clinic is dedicated to Umoja Kwanzaa. No insurance, no appointment needed. December 30th, First Methodist Church, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org. Rocking
around Christmas tree at the Christmas. Welcome back to Freestyle Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Robert Balky today. It's Christmas Eve, and we're just going to be chit-chatting about things that are happening. We have Sam Paredes, who's on at 8 o'clock from Gun Owners of California, to tell us what kind of presents Santa Gavin and the boys and girls are going to give us for next year.
Oh, we're going to talk about the stay, yeah. The magazine stay.
Yeah.
Right? That's a big deal.
It is huge.
That's a big deal. So we'll hammer him about that because everybody needs to know or get an update on what their magazine status is.
Yeah.
Right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They started this 15 years ago, and they've been moving local dreams forward ever since. Locally owned, local board of directors, this is truly a community bank. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, right downtown at 1845 California Street, the main branch at Cobblestone Shopping Center, and, of course, the brand-new branch in Anderson opening up in January at the OKFC spot. Okay, I listened to you two the last time you were on here together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were coming back from Mammoth Lakes, and it was a great show. An incident had just happened.
Right.
With your family.
Yeah, you and my kids.
And you know what? If the way I understand it, and I remember it, but just give a brief synopsis of what happened.
And then where we're at now.
Yeah, so pretty much, the guy's name's Donald Lee Plattner. He tried to kidnap my daughter, my son, and my son's friend. Started from the mall parking lot. He followed them in his van to Movies 14, to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. At that point, he got out of his van, tried to get physical, and luckily we have an amazing community, and folks pulled over. They saw what was happening. Besides my children knowing, you know, kind of what to do, to yell, scream, you know, pretty much threaten.
Sure. Other people got involved.
Yeah, they pulled over. They definitely got involved. RPD showed up. He's still in jail.
Okay,
We're moving forward with.
He has a record too.
Oh,
right?
He's got such a record. Starting in 1986, he's got a record of almost 40 years of you know, getting in trouble with the law and sexual assaults and. Yeah, he's a big pile. I don't understand even why he was on the streets.
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the question.
What is he doing amongst us?
Yeah, and he wasn't registered. He was in violation of that. And, yeah, we've got some issues in the county with dealing with that.
Well, we're going to have these issues until we have a home for these people called a jail.
Yeah.
And just had the captain in charge of the jail on here. Staffing. Their staffing is just they're having real problems in the staffing.
You mean they just can't get the folks?
They can't. Well, they cannot hire the folks. In this last year or two, with everything that's been going on about how bad police are and defund the police. Now, not here. In this county, our law enforcement feels totally supported.
Right.
But trying to get recruits is really hard. You know, and here's the sad thing. You've got two generations of policemen. When their kids ask them about becoming a policeman,
right,
they are not encouraging them because of the things that are going on. Just one thing after another keeps piling on the law enforcement. And now the mayor of San Francisco, the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Philadelphia have said, enough, enough. And yet they were leaders
enough
in
what?
This.
They're the ones who did
well,
it.
Well, that's right. But the mayor comes out and she says, I can be into any group of people, and 90% of them have had an incident where their car's been broken into, their businesses. She says, it's enough. This is, you know, San Francisco. And she says, I'm tired of this, you know, bull, you know, blank. And she said it. And then, but their DA, this DA that he got in San Francisco, is fighting her on it about arresting people who are breaking the law.
You know, that's the problem, is you start coddling these guys. And, you know, they get on the streets. You know, they're predators. They truly are predators. And they prey on the hardworking people of our community. I mean, I don't want to hear. I mean, I would love for someone to call in and have a nice argument with us about it. But you know what? I don't want to hear about how they don't have as much as you, so there is some sort of justification, or how you're privileged, so there's some sort of justification. No. They're predators. And, you know, regular people are going to work and hanging sheetrock all day long and missing their kids' Little League games to pay for that bike.
Right.
So that kid can have in his school. And then you come along as a community predator and you rip it off. I mean, come on. You're stealing that guy's life. He has to work hard to do
that. And because that's maybe, they saved and they got a nice bike. It's $200.
Yeah.
Well, it's under that $900 thing. Even if they're caught, they don't go to jail.
Right. Well, you know, one of the biggest problems is this, too. And I've thought about this.
Because we don't have room.
Not only do we not have room, but we don't really know how bad the problem is. Because, number one, RPD during the time, I mean, during the recession and all that kind of stuff, everything got cut back. Everything was shut down. You were not sure if they were going to respond or not. And nobody can argue with me about that. If they did, it might be 4 or 5 hours, and you don't have 4 or 5 hours to sit around and wait to make a report on the bike, right? So what happens is people quit calling. They just quit calling. Yeah. Number one, they quit calling. So nobody knows how many calls for service there should be, okay? We just don't know, because people do not call anymore unless it is something that is so important that they feel a law enforcement official has to be on the scene. Otherwise, they just suck it up and move on.
Yeah.
Right? Secondly, we don't have a jail. So if it's a neighbor, somebody in the neighborhood, or somebody you know that has committed a crime against you, you're afraid to call because they're not going to jail him, and that guy's still in your neighborhood.
Yeah, he's just going to get right back out.
He's going to get back out. With he's going to no slash your tires. Fun. He's going to do whatever he's going to do, and that's your problem again. Yeah. So
it's
you have no idea how bad it is.
Yeah. I've been going to the courthouse now for a couple months now watching Plattner's case kind of unfold. And in doing that, obviously it's not just him going to court. So I get to sit in the courtroom, and I see, you know, 30 or 40 folks go through until he comes up, and then I get to go. And most people are let back out or given a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. It is unreal watching these criminals just be thrown back into society like it's nothing. It's gross. Honestly.
Is it about the jail? Is it about the jail?
It's got to be about the jail, about funding. There's
county,
a bigger problem.
A county this big should have a jail that holds close to 1,000 people.
Right.
Okay, we've got 400, and that are in the jail. So we need another jail of at least the same size. And, you know, and probably a good idea would be to take it and just make one large jail that holds that many people, get rid of the other jail, and just, you know, and do it like that. So you can, you know, it's more efficient. It's a better way of using your resources, because resources are tight. But I've sat there with the gent that had, do I turn this guy loose or do I keep him?
Yeah.
And if this is somebody like your predator, they keep him. But if they've just stolen a bunch of stuff, They'll keep the violent ones in there. They'll keep the they'll keep the sexual predators in there. They'll keep domestic violence in there. Murderers, you know, they keep those.
And there's a great percentage of people that are in there for murder.
Well, right now, you know, they've got a number of cases. They're working. I think Stephanie Bridget said the other day something like 20 or 30 homicide cases.
Right.
So yeah, it all goes back to that jail. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Your other host there besides Ted Leidy, I didn't get his name, but he mentioned that he is going to court and he is seeing all these other criminals. That would be eye-opening. I wonder, is there a certain time, is there a certain day and a certain time where I could go in and sit and watch the criminals that are going through the system? It must be open to the public.
It is. It's completely open to the public. You can just walk in there and... You got to bring
up. What days and what courtroom?
I go to, we've been in courtroom two, so it's the one right next to the jail.
Yeah.
Courtroom two is the major crimes. That's the, like the violent crimes. That's where they go. I mean, it usually starts at 8 a.m. On any of the days.
I think it'd be good, Nick, for you to do something like that. It'd be a great show for you.
Yeah, and then call in.
A lot
yeah.
of people would get their eyes open. So they have that set 5 days a week. They're running criminals through there for arraignments and pleas and stuff?
As far as I know, I don't know 100% because I don't work there, but as far as I know, because I've been there different days, but a quick search on Shasta County, you know, on the website, I'm sure you could find out.
Or just get the DA a call and just say, hey, when do the people go through there?
Yeah.
And so you get an idea. I have not done that, and I think maybe I'll go down one day.
It is. It was eye-opening for me. I'd never been there.
Because we talk about it. Yeah. Hey, Nick.
I'll tell you what was eye-opening for me was Shasta mugshots, and they took it off. And I would go to that once a week or so, and it scared me some of the people I saw that are in our community.
And when I asked the chief, I said, how come none of these people look familiar? And he says, Carl, are you out between 1 o'clock in the morning and 4 in the morning? And I go, no. Nope. He goes, well, that's where they are.
Yeah.
So, okay, Nick, thanks a lot. Got to take a break.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst is the maestro of fixing windshields. He doesn't take any chances with your safety. He can do a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He had truly quality workmanship. He guarantees it for life. So get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Like I said, it's a better-known business. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and Robert Balky.
I'm humming. Hey, you know what? I got to tell you something right now.
tell us.
The day that we did the Marine Corps birthday celebration at the Civic Center, at the Veterans Grove, and you sang the national anthem.
Oh, was that something?
Man, that made that, hey, let me tell you something. That just, I mean, Bot, if you were like here at like, esteemed warrior, you moved up to warrior master when Linda couldn't be there and you sang the national anthem. Well, because let me tell you, I was like, he is not singing the national anthem. Hey, it was fantastic. Well, it was one of the, it's,
wow.
It was one of the, well, did you hear about it?
No.
Yeah, so
I'm
Linda,
upset.
Yeah.
You know, but
it was great, man.
What happened was Linda had pulled a muscle badly. She was in the emergency room.
Oh, no.
And she was supposed to sing the national anthem. Well, she's in the emergency room, so I called up the other Marines, and we sang the national anthem.
They're all in, you know, they're all in their blues, they're looking sharp.
Whoa.
And,
he just stood up there. Of that?
You know, he was emceeing it, so we just stood up there and said, well, here's the deal. Linda's not here. She's sick. And we're going to do this ourselves.
We're
so
gonna
then
do
he
it.
Takes out his paper, right? He looks at it. Me.
Yes.
He's making this up.
No way.
He's making the me up. And then it went downhill from there. Except it was, how can you screw up? You don't screw up the national anthem.
The audience did it too. We all did it.
We all sang. We all sang. And Linda will be singing things like this, like God Bless America. And she says, join in with me. And the audience loves to join in on those kind of songs.
They love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it.
That was, you know what?
That was awesome.
We couldn't have a regular birthday ball, but we did everything that happened.
Yeah, you guys did well. That was fun.
Let's go to Robert. Robert,
yes.
You founded United Shasta.
I did.
Tell people what this is. And
United Shasta is a volunteer group. We volunteer all over the community doing all sorts of different things. You think it, we're doing it. We've adopted trails, parks. Not in Anderson, just in Reading. Anderson really just doesn't need the help like Reading does.
Yeah.
For whatever that reason is. But we've adopted lots of trails and parks in Reading. We help out our seniors. We're in the senior source, the Golden Umbrella. They can give us a ring, give us a call, email. We help our veterans, obviously. We're just involved in the community any way we can. We're funded by fundraisers, Jersey Mike's, you know, Bev Mills.
She's fantastic. We talked about her last time.
Shout out to Bev Mills. You know,
their whole crew is amazing.
They have, they also have the Carl's Juniors, but the Jersey Mike's, she has raised so much funds for veterans organizations and other organizations in this town. Plus, she and her husband are just nice people.
Oh, yeah.
They care about this community.
Mm-hmm. You know, I met Bev Mills. I've told this story before, but I just can't tell it enough. When I was in my 20s, I after the Gulf War, they had a ton of E5s and didn't know what to do with us. So some of us went to drill duty and some of us went to recruiting duty. Well, I went to recruiting duty. I came to Reading. And they had this program called the Army Career Alumni Program. And it was a deal where they would all sorts of businesses in town would sign up for it. And then they got some sort of a correspondence or dispatch when these veterans were coming home, and they could reach out to them, put them to work right away, like the day they showed up.
Wow.
Right? And it was really cool. And so I'm going around selling it to these employers and veterans, and Bev was just like, yeah, come in and tell that to all my people. Come down to Westwood Village at the Carl's Jr. And, you know, I love me some double Western bacon cheeseburger. So I would go down there and eat, and I would pitch the Army to the people who are serving me. And Bev was like, gave me the run of the place. I mean, she just absolutely loved it that I was doing that.
I bet.
So welcoming and so patriotic. And, I mean, I was just like, this is awesome.
The Mills are just really good people.
Yeah.
In our town.
Yeah.
Okay, but also, you know, Robert, you started this, and this was to help, just to help our community.
Yeah, just to help everybody.
There's no money involved in this or anything like
that.
They
can donate if they want. No one's paid that. I mean, we're a volunteer group. That's all we do. No one's paid to do it.
Yeah.
All the money that's donated to United Chastity gets put into an account. And then
you've gotten involved
right back.
You've gotten involved in some of the cleanups too.
Is that correct?
Oh, he's
cleanups.
I mean, it's amazing when you think. I think Chief Schuler told me how many thousand pounds.
Yeah, thousands of tons.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Tons of trash and
garbage.
Filth and garbage that they've had to pick up.
In our
town.
Just call us the Merry Maids.
Yeah.
The war. But you got an army of community warriors that follows
for sure.
You,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you
we have an
that
amazing
army to battle.
Folks.
And you don't know who they are because they just show up, they do it.
And they go home.
And then they leave.
Okay, I just want to tell you now that I know how to drive a skip loader. And I know how to, use a mini excavator. Mm-hmm. I learned down at Shasta Reynolds. We did a remote down there. And, you know, it used to be that you had to be like a technician.
Right.
Now you can hop into it and literally you can dig anywhere you want. And
all
so if you ever need that, just let me know. I'd be glad to dig. I was going to drive up and down the street and just dig holes in people's yards.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they
tell
love
them later.
That.
Tell
you
them later.
Because
I can reach out. I can reach out over their fence, dig a little hole there for them, and then go in and say, thank you. That hole is free. It will cost you $25 to fill,
right.
up.
Yeah. And for $25, I'll fill it.
And
I won't come back.
Yeah.
So if you see an excavator in your neighborhood, you might want to, you know, stand out there and tell me if you want a hole.
Right. No.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I followed you all on Facebook, and it is absolutely fantastic the things you do.
Thank you.
A community needs organizations like yours. A community needs a newspaper. It needs theaters. It needs. It needs to keep moving forward.
Right.
And
it's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard out there. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got their own ideas.
Yeah.
This is the best way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's usually the unfortunate thing is in what I do, volunteering for the community, I hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. This is the best way of doing it. But it's usually while we're doing it, they're trying to tell us
how to do it,
but they're not doing it. And I'm like, well,
yeah.
All you guys
get
do
out
is
of the way. Get out of the way of the people who are doing things.
Yeah, just get out of the way. Just get involved.
That's it. You know, Randy Smith, Dr. Randy Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I mean, he was cleaning up along the river. And I tell you,
amazing.
You talk about a guy who wants to protect the river, and as far as he's concerned, anybody that defecates in that river needs to end up in our local caboose
right
here.
And yeah, Calaboose. He's dedicated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is dedicated. Mm-hmm. And but he ran into the same thing you're talking about. He runs into bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah.
When all he's doing is doing a public service.
That's it.
So.
Yeah, it's sad times, but that's all right.
Hey, you haven't given up.
No, we're not going to either. We just keep pushing along, going strong. Yeah, growing. Every day we're growing more. Yeah,
that's
doing good.
That's great. 7:45 in the morning. It's 41 degrees out there. We're going to be getting rain over the weekend in the higher elevation snow. You know, the best thing about this rain is continuous, and I'm hoping that we're building a snowpack
that's going to
fill up the lake this year. if the bureaucrats let us fill the lake up,
right,
because they're releasing water just as fast as it comes in. 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. One of Lighty's favorite friends.
I love Huber, man.
Yeah,
if it has four wheels on it, if
he
can figure out how to put four wheels on it, he'll make it go as fast as he possibly can.
And then faster.
And then faster.
Yeah, yeah. He got a Razor Corvette.
The reason that I'm talking about Mike Huber is because of his
rally car.
Granite. He is a trooper. You know, what he can do with rally cars, he can do with marble, granite, slate, anything like that. He can totally redo your kitchen, your bathroom, or any of these places. And he does an outstanding job. He did our kitchen, and I can tell you what, it was a work of art.
Wow.
He works by appointment only, so for a free consultation, you can give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free wiper Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Why does Bitcoin provide the highest probability of opportunity for everyone? Learn how transformative it really is at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. 1 and 2 day tickets are on sale now. Get all the details and your tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com or call 530-324-5175.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I think this is the premier edition of Man Talk. We're going to start a show on the last Thursday of the month at 6 p.m., and we're going to call it Man Talk. At least right now, we may come up with a different idea, but it'll be things that men talk about. No, we're not denigrating any other, you know, sexes or, you know, anything like that. But if you want to join in with us, you just have to give us a call, and we're going to talk about things like hunting, guns, things going on around the county, and things mm-hmm. like this. But things that men talk about, and mm-hmm. And we're
it's a great
and,
idea.
And, yeah, well, I you know when we're all sitting here, why not? Our Women of Vision, as their last show was last night, so we're going to pick up the last Thursday of each month, and it'll be me and Ted. Yeah, Robert Balky, and anybody else that we bring in here. You want to be with us? Come on in.
We just pick so warriors out of the community. Come hey, around half. Yeah. Yeah. Carl, we should have a fire pit. We should bring a fire pit
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, just put a fire pit right here. Fire. Yeah, that's uh-huh. a good
in the
idea.
Studio.
Not.
Can we make a fake
this
one?
Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Look, they're having a great sale. They've got super prices on their stuff. It's their anniversary. It's Christmas. And, guys, if you're running at the last minute, head on down there. See Rebecca. Rebecca, save me. She'll save you.
Is she down there today?
She's down there today. They're open 9:30 to 4.
I'm going to have to make a stop.
Four Winds Jewelry, great selection. Everything from estate jewelry, Native American, to specially designed pieces. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're open 9:30 to 4 today. So this is your last chance. Head on down there.
Speaking of last chance, I'm getting a lot of play on my 50% off everything at usgunpro.com right now. So
everything.
Listen, if you buy a gift certificate off of US Gun Pro while I'm doing this morning, I need you to text me at 530-999-1822 so I can get home, make that gift certificate, and either get it delivered by hand or email it to you, one or the other. I'm delivering one by hand to Rebloff as soon as I'm done here.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know, so. Here's the thing is that a lot of people are going to be getting guns. As you know, we've been setting records every month in mm-hmm. this country. People are buying firearms. Why are they doing that? Why do you think, Robert?
I mean, everybody wants guns. Protection.
Protection. Yeah. Self-protection. That's and, you right. know, Teb, when you and I first started teaching years ago, when I'd ask that question, why are you getting your concealed carry permit? Mm-hmm. And it would be like half and half of like, well, you know, I have the right to do this, the Second Amendment,
right,
and
right.
some would be, you know, for protection. Now, when I ask that question, it is like 100%. People want to protect themselves. They want to protect mm-hmm. their homes. They want to learn how to use a firearm safely. They want to learn how to store it. But it's protection.
Mm-hmm. And you know thing. What? It's also, when you infringe, people feel you infringing, right? Mm-hmm. When the government infringes on a right,
yeah.
they feel it. And they want it more.
Right.
If they think they're going to go their whole lives and can do it whenever they want to, then you know, they're not too worried about
right,
it.
No
but
big
as
deal.
Soon as you're feeling or hearing that the government is coming to take a little bit of that right away, which they are.
All the time.
You know,
all the time.
I mean,
and it's not just the Second Amendment.
No, it's
freedom
all
of assembly now.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing that freedom of assembly through these masks.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
So once you do that, then people are start moving in that direction. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, wait a minute.
No,
this is something
back.
That
right.
I want.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, California.
And it doesn't make any difference if you're a Democrat or Republican
uh-uh.
or an independent.
No.
Everybody's buying. And then my favorite part is is people coming in, you know, in San Francisco or some of these other areas, and they want to buy a gun. They find out they've got to wait 10 days, and then they've got to get a background investigation on ammo. They go berserk.
And they're upset. Whoa,
those are guys you vote for.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, those are the laws you passed. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And Sam Paredes from Gun Owners
really
in California is going to join us at 8 o'clock, and he's going to tell us what Santa's bringing us for new gun laws this year. And plus, like we need to talk about, is this magazine thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in this new law that Gavin wants to let people sue gun shops.
Right. That's a big
that
one.
That sell.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is part of his. He called it his crime bill. And his crime bill, geez. You know, he's putting all these millions, I think it's like $300 million because of the smash and grabs and all the crime on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
he
part of
added
that
on to it.
Is, yeah, but you said you're getting ready to say it, Carl.
Well, if ghost guns, companies that sell in shops, he wants to let individuals sue the companies, get up to $10,000 per each time if you sell a, quote, assault weapon or ghost gun parts.
Well, they're not selling assault weapons.
They're not.
I mean, it's illegal already to sell assault weapons.
You can't sell an assault weapon.
Nobody is selling them. Oh, by the way, I don't like the term assault weapon.
No, it's not. I call it
California's definition.
Yeah, it's
nothing.
Semi-automatic rifle, and that could be anything.
That's right.
I've got the best battle. Me too. I've got probably one of the best battle weapons ever made in the United States that has fought in two wars, and that's an M1 tanker's model. It's a semi-automatic, and you know what?
Completely legal.
That. It's totally legal. I can take it out anywhere, and I can shoot it. It, you know, and people go, oh, well, it's, you know, it's things with, you know, if it's got a hand grip on it.
It
well,
doesn't
let
look
me
scary.
Tell you something. My dad carried this M1, or one like this, through World War II, and trust me, it's a very effective weapon.
Right.
And so, anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break again. Sorry.
Going to come back and talk about this some more. You got me fired up.
I do.
I'm fired
Judy
up.
Judy Maxwell Insurance, if you're looking for an insurance broker that cares about you, cares about your family, that's going to work with you, that explains everything to you, go to Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, all this craziness going on, call Judy for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441. We have insurance with Judy, and there's a good reason for that. We trust her. She has explained everything to us, and she found us the best deal. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Just like, well,
I don't know what I was thinking of. I don't know what I was thinking of. We still got 3 minutes.
Jared, you need to rock us some Crazy Train by Ozzy when we come back, because
yeah,
Carl is
here.
Getting buck wild up all in here.
Yeah,
it's
Jared,
the whiskey.
Jared came in and slapped me.
Okay. It's the whiskey.
Robert, okay,
yes.
You have to leave, right?
I do.
Wait a minute.
At the end of the hour.
Wait a minute. I brought you guys gifts. So this is a perfect time to give them.
Okay.
Perfect time.
Well,
while
you're going doing that, Robert,
yes.
Give us some thoughts now. What do you think is going to happen this next year? I mean, you're really plugged into the community.
This next year should be interesting. There's a lot of stuff in the works. I mean, obviously, you know, depending on what you're talking about, I think next year is going to be a great year. That's all I'm going to say. I think next year is going to be great. It's going to be perfect. I'm going to love it. Everybody else will as well.
And, you know, I think that, you know, in 2021, I said I'm never going to mention 2020 again. Now in 2022, I'm going to try not to mention 2020 or 2021. I hope that, please God, on 2023 that I say I'm not going to mention 2022 either. But I think this year we're going to turn the corner on a lot of things.
I agree.
I really
believe. Well, you are going to remember 2021 because it is the year that I presented you two with the best gifts ever.
Yes.
Robert,
yes, sir.
Here's your gift.
Thank you.
When you open it, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
And by the way,
Carl,
Linda loved her mug.
Oh, well, that's what I got for Robert, too.
Oh.
So you're going to love that. That is an NFI instructor mug.
Ooh.
It is a tumbler made at Patriot Makers.
Look at that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I know
Thank
you're going to
you
use
so
it proudly.
Much.
That's
I
something
will.
People use every day.
Yeah.
And Carl,
for sure.
These are for you, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and open those and be
oh,
amazed.
Oh, I am amazed. These.
Those are.
I have had such envy.
Oh, yeah.
I've had such envy.
Those are Glock
these.
Base plates.
Glock plates.
For your Glock.
For my Glock.
One, they are both red. One has your rank on it, and the other has the Eagle Globe and Anchor. Solid
Ooh.
Brass and weighted.
Oh,
you know,
for your base plates,
I have,
for your Glock.
I have had envy when I saw that.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I know, you saw that. Okay.
I thought about that. You.
No kidding. Okay. Wow.
You know, I ordered those when we were sitting at the table at that Irish pub. And went to see the Golden Knights game in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting there right there across from you, ordering that on my phone. You probably just thought I was being rude.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you probably thought, did, damn, yeah. Ted.
Get off your phone,
Get off
Ted.
Your damn phone. But you know what? I was
okay,
ordering those
Robert,
base plates for you.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas
and we'll
to you
see
guys.
You early.
Thank you so much.
We're
going to
see you
Thank
on
you.
The fourth Thursday
yes.
of next month, if not sooner.
Let's
yeah,
do it.
Man talk.
Okay. We're going to break for the news.
Oh, right on.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Shortages across all kinds of crucial operations.
In New York, about 2,700 police officers were absent earlier this week, twice the number who were ill on an average day. And on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, grocery worker Judy Snarski says she's stretched to her limit, working 50 hours a week and doing extra tasks because her supermarket has around 100 workers when it should have closer to 150.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The White House says President Biden will soon be lifting the Omicron-related travel restrictions imposed on southern African countries. Those restrictions to be lifted effective December 31st. Well, the trading floors are quiet today. U.S. financial markets closed for Christmas.
Stocks posted solid gains in this week's holiday-shortened trading week. The S&P closed at another record high. The Dow rose 0.6%, and the Nasdaq was up 0.8%. Technology companies and retailers did especially well. U.S. financial markets will reopen on Monday.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that when trading resumes on Monday, the Dow will be opening at 35,950, the S&P at 4,726. Police say the mall was crowded with holiday shoppers when shots rang out last evening. This happened at a shopping mall in the Chicago suburb of Oak Brook, Illinois. Four people were wounded, suffering non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they have two suspects in custody. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat.
This Christmas, if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God's going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he will pardon his chief conservative rival and predecessor, Park Geun-hye, who is serving a lengthy prison term for bribery and other crimes.
This is a surprise announcement to pardon a president whose impeachment marked a watershed moment in South Korean politics. Millions filled the streets of Seoul for weeks in 2016, angry at an unfolding scandal which revealed corrupt links between the presidential office and wealthy family-run conglomerates. The 69-year-old was the country's first female president and the first to be impeached. She has served 4 years of a 22-year sentence. The justice minister said the decision had been made for the unification of the people. Ms. Park is also suffering from a number of health issues.
The BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul. Japan says it will not send a delegation of ministers to represent the government at the Beijing Olympics. However, three Olympic officials will attend. Townhall.com. The American bomber lost during World War II, found in Italy.
An archaeological dig in Sicily has uncovered traces of the aircraft shot down in 1943 and possible human remains that could lead to identification of five airmen whose bodies were never recovered. The six-week dig that ended this week was carried out by a team from the Pentagon's Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, which locates and identifies missing U.S. military personnel around the world. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A Baltimore police officer has died after being removed from life support a week after she was shot while sitting in her patrol car. Baltimore Police Officer Keona Holly's health had been deteriorating in recent days. Family made the difficult decision to end life support, and she died soon thereafter. Two men are under arrest, charged in her shooting, as well as a second attack soon afterward that left a man dead. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. It is 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared. Merry Christmas.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Today, of course, Christmas Eve. I'm here with Ted Leidy, and who's going to tell us what the weather is.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, today, showers, mainly between noon and 3 p.m. Although, let me tell you, it looks nice and sunny out there right now. Partly cloudy, but beautiful. Tonight, showers mainly after 9 p.m., low around 38. Tomorrow, showers again, surprise, surprise, highs near 47. South wind around 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, more rain showers before 10 p.m., and then Sunday, same shower. So, buckle up, get your shopping done. Make a nice fire, put some soup on so your house smells good, and cuddle with your family. That's going to be fantastic. I can hardly wait.
This portion, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people there, the Kenny family, help our community in hundreds of different ways. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 365-3793. For the traffic, the 299 is closed past Cedar Flat to Big Flat because of wildfire rehabilitation and slide repair.
That's on the west side, right?
Yeah.
To the coast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Change required of single axle vehicles towing trailers from 5.8 miles west to 1 mile west of New Bieber, and that's in the mountains right there. Chains or snow tires are required from 10 miles west to 7 miles west of Canby. And, of course, if you're going to go over to Cedarville, up through the pass there, you're going to need chains or snow tires. I-5's open, and 44, chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires. On all four wheels from Viola to 1.5 miles east of Old Station. Same thing required from 1.5 miles east of Old Station to the Bogard Ranger Station. And the same requirements for the Bogard Ranger Station to the junction of SR 36. So you can go to Caltrans and just go to road conditions and put which road that you're interested in, and they're going to tell you what the conditions are as of right then. Ted Leidy and I are here, and we welcome Sam Paredes, who is the CEO of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Pleasure and an honor to be with you. How are you doing?
Good. We're doing fantastic.
We wanted you to kind of end this year like this by telling everybody what Santa Gavin and his merry group of elves are doing for us in the Second Amendment community.
And if you could talk about the stay that we just received
sure.
for the magazine capacity. If you could give everybody kind of a rundown on that, that'd be fantastic.
I'd love to do that. Guys, this year, 2021, started with 26 gun bills that we were following. They boiled down to three gun bills, and they weren't the worst of the worst that Governor Newsom ended up signing into law. They really have very little effect on most gun owners. But that was a lot of work to go from 26 to 3. And people don't realize, you know, they say, oh, the governor signed three gun bills. Yes, he did. There's no question about it. But because of a lot of things, blessings from the Lord, hard work on our part, help from our friends in the legislature, we were able to defeat 23 other ones, especially one we will anticipate seeing next year, and that's where one of the members wants to, Assemblyman Levine wants to levy an excise tax on the sale of all guns and ammunition. So that would be an onerous tax that we were able to hold off and basically defeat for this year. But we anticipate that, being the eager beast that he is, he will be back next year with the same bill.
People need to know there's already an excise tax placed on that. Excised. Pittman Robertson Act.
That's correct.
So it's 10 or 11%, right?
Yeah, and that actually is paid at the manufacturer's level, but we end up paying it for it because companies don't pay taxes, consumers pay taxes.
Right.
So anytime that a tax like that is levied, we end up paying that tax. So yes, it is a direct tax on our purchases, and that goes that's doled back to the states for wildlife conservation and wildlife programs and youth programs and things like that. But what is going to happen is if this new excise tax is passed, there will be a lawsuit challenging whether the government can tax a enumerated constitutional right. And what may happen, we would anticipate happening, is the Supreme Court would say, you know what? You can't tax the First Amendment. You can't tax the Second Amendment. You can't tax any of the amendments. You can't tax them. They are constitutional rights. And if you tax them, it means that you cannot exercise that right before you pay a tax. Therefore, they are not rights.
Right.
And
exactly.
If that happens, even the Pittman-Robertson excise tax could disappear. And there will be a lot of people saying, oh, we don't want that to happen because it comes back for wildlife. Well, instead of paying that 11% excise tax when you buy ammunition or sporting goods or firearms, donate that to wildlife conservation groups, and they will be able to do what they need to do to preserve our wildlife. But the fact of the matter is that you're not supposed to tax constitutional rights. So the governor, he wanted to do a lot more, but we didn't let him. And then just recently, a few days ago, we heard that there was a stay on Duncan v. Becerra, which is the magazine law that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld. So you have a judge in San Diego, Judge Benitez, declare and give great rationale as to why that is so unconstitutional. It should be thrown out with prejudice. Then it goes to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel agrees with Judge Benitez and builds on his arguments as to why it is unconstitutional. And then the Chief Justice convenes a en banc hearing of 11 judges, of course, more than half of them appointed by Democrat presidents, which typically means that they are anti-gun. And they overturn the district and the three-judge panel ruling and say that, yeah, the there's nothing wrong with the ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And so the law in California that bans the possession means that everybody has to get rid of them is valid. So California Rifle and Pistol Association, they are the main litigants on this case. They went to the Ninth and said, we're asking for a stay of the implementation of the law as we appeal it to the Supreme Court. And mind-blowingly, the Ninth Circuit Court did what it should have done, and it issued the stay and did not allow the ban to go into effect until this case makes it all the way to the Supreme Court. And we think that there's no question that they will, well, it's always a question, but that they will hear it and decide whether ammo magazine bans are constitutional or not. So that's where we are on those things. It's going to be a huge issue. Next year is going to be an epic year for the Second Amendment, and we'll be talking about it with you guys all the way along.
Oh, and we appreciate that. Yeah. I really, really appreciate that, Sam.
Hey, Sam, when the judge said that was unconstitutional and everybody went out and bought the million magazines, those are still legal then. Is that correct?
Those are all. What happened during Freedom Week when Judge Benitez said, okay, I'm going to put a stay on my ruling, even though I declared it unconstitutional, I'm not going to allow my ruling to go into effect. For a week. I'm gonna allow it to go into effect for a week, and then we're gonna have to go back to the original law. So during that week, as you well know, somewhere between 1 and 2 million new magazines were imported into the state of California. And in essence, all magazines that hold more than 10 rounds in the state of California became legal. They're
for
legal
week.
For you to have, legal for you to use. They were legal for you to buy, legal for you to sell during that week. And then the stay went into effect, and then you couldn't get any more. But they all became part of the grandfather magazines that are in possession in the state of California. You can use them in your guns as long as you don't manufacture a California assault weapon by using one. In other words, if you have a painless gun, you can use it all you want. If you have a California-compliant gun, you cannot put one of those magazines that hold more than 10 rounds into it, or you would be manufacturing a California assault weapon, and that would be in violation of the law.
But if you bought one for your Glock or any of these during that time frame that held more than 10 rounds, you can carry that then legally.
You're good to go.
Yeah, okay. So what Sam was saying right there, and Sam, you're going to be here after the break, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I want to dig into the difference between a converted gun and a California compliant assault weapon. I want to dig into that because people don't understand that, and you can put you can only put 10 rounds into what is considered a California assault weapon. You cannot put anything other than that 10 rounds in it, right? If you have a California converted gun, no evil features, you can do what you want with it as long as you can own the magazine.
California compliant semi-automatic rifle. Yeah. You can put those large magazines in.
You just cannot put them into what is considered an assault weapon with the features, with the evil features. All right, let's take a break, girl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Just got an A rating from the Leapfrog National Organization that takes a look at all the safety and all the records and everything. They look at statistics, and they just gave Shasta Regional Medical Center an A. Not all the hospitals in this area have that high rating. You might want to check before you go in. It's also one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR.
Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460. Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, 8:21 in the morning. It's 42 degrees out there. It's looking nice, but rain's going to be rolling in this weekend. So be careful if you're heading north. Take a look at the Caltrans road conditions. If you're heading south, look for the traffic conditions. It's crazy on the road. It's going to be Christmas tomorrow, and people are racing down towards Sacramento and south. So just be careful out there. Give yourself time. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Logan and Tim were in here yesterday. Tim cut hair, four generations of hair one day. That it was the grandfather, the son, the grandson, and the great-grandson all got their hair cut there. So it was pretty good. It's a great place to get your haircut. Ted and I get our haircut there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a stylist salon. It's a barbershop. It's a family center. Man's last stronghold. You got it. They work by appointments, 244-9478. Okay, Sam Paredes is on the phone with us. And, Sam, we had good news. They put a stay on taking all of our magazines away. There weren't any really too many crazy bills. But this coming year, what are we looking at?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. They are going to have to focus on their very top priorities, because at the Capitol, there will be no committee hearing rooms. The annex to the Capitol is being gutted and remodeled. Of course, you know, most people don't think that that was a necessary expenditure of millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars, but the legislature did. They want to push your offices. But there will be, all hearings will be virtual, so that means we're going to have more of the same confusion and gobbledygook that we had last year, and the number of bills that they will actually work on will probably be reduced, which is a plus. And we think that they're going to concentrate on the excise tax and maybe some more gun violence restraining order enhancement, things like that. Now, we, on the other hand, we've got together with the pro-gun coalition, and we are going to be going on the offense. Since we have this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association against a Bruin case that the Supreme Court has heard, and they're going to rule on by June of next year, and given the testimony and the questions by the judges, we think that the court is going to tell all of the lower courts, hey, guys, we are tired of you guys giving us the middle finger and not following directions as to how you're supposed to rule on Second Amendment cases. You, from now on, can only use text, history, and tradition when you rule on cases. No more judicial balancing tests. More of that. We are talking about what did the Second Amendment mean when it was ratified, when it was passed by the Congress and ratified by the states. That's it. If they do that, we are going to have an awesome opportunity to sue to overturn a lot of the laws that we have here in the state of California. So what we're planning on doing is going to the legislature and saying, hey, this is imminent, people, and unless you guys want to spend millions upon millions of dollars defending your unconstitutional laws, why don't you change them through the legislative process? So we're going to be nice and give them that opportunity to do the right thing. Our expectations is that they're going to ignore us. They're going to dig their heels in the sand and fight us all the way. But we're going to do it anyway. And the nice thing about this is if we win, there is a great possibility that we will be able to sue to get our legal expenses paid, which would be great. But that doesn't help us now because we still have to pay for them to challenge all of these issues. So people need to continue to stay engaged, even though we have some great things going on in the future. You need to support Gun Owners of California and any other pro-gun organization that you have an affinity for. And at this point, I want to say Merry Christmas and thank you to all of our members and supporters in Northern California and the Redding area, of which we have many. We've been able to do what we do because of you, so thank you. So that's what we have in store for next year. And
I have one question, though.
I'm getting. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this new the new law that or the new anti-crime bill that Gavin's bringing up that's allowing citizens to sue gun stores if they sell ghost gun parts or a quote assault weapon. What I mean, that right there is, and he's using the Texas abortion law as his reasoning behind it. So,
yes.
I mean, can he do that?
Absolutely, he cannot. Gavin Newsom thinks himself as emperor or king or prince of princes or something because he wants to enforce in California things that he cannot do. Number one. The issue of abortion is not an enumerated constitutional right. It is one that was developed by a Supreme Court decision. The Second Amendment is enumerated. Number two, we have a federal law that prohibits people from frivolously suing any companies that are in firearms commerce business, that means dealers and manufacturers and wholesalers, for somebody's misuse of a firearm. Now, if a manufacturer did something criminal, committed a criminal act, absolutely they can be sued. But if all they're doing is manufacturing items that are legal under our state and federal laws, they cannot be sued for that. They are not the deep pocket that some of these people want to go for. So we've got a federal law that prohibits Gavin Newsom from doing that. We have a constitutional issue that we can go to the Supreme Court. And Gavin Newsom is just throwing a temper tantrum. You know, he got upset because the Supreme Court, and mind you, what the Supreme Court did in Texas is they did not declare the Texas law constitutional. They said that they are going to allow the Texas law to go into effect
while the legal process continues evaluating the constitutionality of the law. So they did not declare it the abortion issue legal or illegal. They just said, hey, the state passed the law. It doesn't infringe on federal law, so we're going to allow it to continue while the lawsuits continue on this case. That is not the case here in California. So, Gavin is smoking the funny stuff again, or drinking too much of his wine. That's the situation with that.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the Democrats are reaping what they have sowed with the laws and with turning the criminals loose without. And the big cities not going after them, and now they're paying for it. And so this is his way of trying to push it out to the side. Oh, it's because of guns. No, it's not. It's because of what you and other people like you have done when it's come to crime. And this is why people are buying guns. Guess what? They're afraid out there.
Well, you know, and we've talked about it so much, it's almost a cliche. I can't even talk about it, but my son is over in Chicago right now where they have the worst, you know, some of the most strict gun laws in the nation, and it is a circus. I mean, he said, it looks like a third world country here, but from all the, you know, I mean, they're the strictest gun laws in the nation. They can't figure it out. It's not the guns, it's the criminals, people. Take care of the criminals. The guns will just go away.
Sam Paredes, thank you so much for joining us, and have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll stay in touch, of course.
Gentlemen, thank you, Sam.
I have to tell you that, honestly, I love you. Appreciate what you both do, both in the air, on the air, and in all of the training that you do to prepare Americans to be their own first line of defense in a responsible manner. We live in a great country. We live in a great state. It would be super duper if it weren't for some of the people that are running the joint. But we have an effort and a responsibility to change those things, and we can. But for right now, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Sam, you know, we love you too, and I want to know, am I going to see you at the California State CCW Conference in March?
That is yes, unless my kids drag me to Italy.
Oh, well, you know, I got
that's a long story, but yeah, response to Gunners California is one of the sponsors of the event.
Yep,
we'll be
sure.
Giving away guns, and I look forward to seeing you. So things are not set in concrete yet, except for the fact that we are a sponsor for that event, and we'll be well represented there. But did I look forward to it?
Absolutely, sir.
My best and love to Linda and the whole staff there. Merry Christmas, and remember what Christmas is about. About the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Okay, Sam, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Sam. Take care, brother.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. SST Oil is wishing everybody a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. They've been here in our city and county since 1967. It's proud to be an all-American employee-owned company, and they deliver the goods. They're also one of the organizations that sell the Toyo heater and Toyo water heater. If you're looking for a warm house and hot water all the time, give SST Oil a call at 241-1167. They do so much for our community and so many different ways there. Besides just being on the front lines with the firefighters and delivering all the, you know, delivering the jet fuel to all the tankers, they just do a lot for our community, supporting so many nonprofits out there. SST Oil, employee-owned. They're always looking for good employees, too. 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in bliss. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have Carl Bott, myself, of course, and Ted Leidy today.
I'm in Linda's seat. Does that mean I'm the boss? Does that mean I'm in charge
of you? I reach over every so often and pat you.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
837.
Don't tease me, Carl.
8:37 in the morning and 42 degrees. And we've just decided, since the Women of Vision have ended their show on the last Thursday of each month at 6 p.m., that we're going to start a new show. It's called Man Talk. It may be changed. The name may be changed, but I doubt it.
Today it's
Man Talk.
It's Man Talk. It's tentative.
And it's going to be, men discussing things that men talk about when they're together. And we are by no means excluding women. We'll have women as guests. I can think of one right away, Jen O'Hara.
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then have Titus call in at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Talking about that, and that's Christy Titus.
Christy Titus, yeah.
Christy Titus, but it's going to be about things that are happening around us in the nation and here and other places. And military.
We talk trucks, wheels, mud, guns, ammo, crime, sports, politics.
We'll talk it
all. Cigars, whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the whiskey of the week.
Sure.
Yeah, and the cigar.
Yeah.
Of the week.
Maybe we can have a tasting here in the office during the show.
Maybe we can.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And, invite our friends?
Well, if somebody wants to come in, that's fine with me.
Well, my friend Nate Hutt is having a tasting next week, and he invited me. And I thought, man, that'd be a great thing for guys to get together, and girls, and just have a tasting. you know, whiskey tasting, a blind tasting, and you grade them.
That would be good.
Oh, that'd
because
be fun.
A lot of times, you know, you'll see these places that, you know, oh, this is the very best, you know, bourbon. So, but having a blind tasting is
or
great.
Or bourbon,
and,
yeah. I think we're doing bourbon. Yeah.
And then you put down, everybody puts down their favorite, and you find out maybe that your favorite is a mass-made or a very, you know, a lot of quantity like, you know, Jim Beam or Jack or, you know, something like that, as opposed to single barrel and all these. So, yeah, that'll be, you know what? It's like a brand new snowfall, and nobody's walked in it.
No, we're gonna. It's our own canvas.
We'll go out and roll around in it and do all those things.
We can do some remotes.
We could do that.
That'd be fun as heck, right?
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do some remotes at some of these businesses. That'd be great.
Go to Crazy Horse in Chico. I've never been there.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't. I haven't been to the Crazy Horse. Where's that at?
It's like right up the street from the state, or the Senate Theater. I think it's a Senate Theater.
Is that right? You've been there?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, Lisa and I went there.
I saw their Christmas greetings on Facebook.
It's been a while ago.
Yeah, and I went, wow, that's in Chico?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We went down and saw Hinder in concert. And it was a great concert, and that's where they hung out afterwards. So, yeah, it was fun. I love that.
Yeah, I can see you put everything you're shouting on the on Facebook.
And I'm shouting, I'm shouting to the world. That's what we're going to talk about.
What do you think is going to be happening in this next year?
Well, here's what's going to happen.
In your opinion?
You think
we're going to get our arms around COVID?
COVID is here to stay.
I think so.
There's no getting our arms around COVID.
I think we've got to move through this.
Well, I'm done
and
with
accept it.
I don't even, on social media and all that, I just flat out say, hey, look, people, it's freedom. Mask if you want to. Vaccinate if you want to. Private property is private property. Everybody has the right to protect their own private property and mandate you vaccinate or not. I don't care. But let's move on from COVID. People are going to get sick. It's just how it is. It's like the flu. I mean, Omicron, it has worked its way back to, although, yes, it's a pandemic. Yes, people are going to get sick.
People are going to die.
Well, and people are going to die. But that happens with the flu every single year. And I'm not downplaying it. It's horrible. But COVID is here to stay, people. You're not going to beat COVID.
Yeah, we've been talking about that we need to embrace this, that it's happening, it's going to be here, and let's just move forward. And let's just not keep tearing the country apart on these things. If you go to Christmas, you've got to, with your family, of course you can do that, but everybody needs to be masked.
That's tyranny.
That's tyranny.
Now, here we are.
There's going to be some people doing that, but if you want to do that, that is absolutely fine.
It's up to you. But you're not going to tell me to do that. You're not going to be some leader of our country or county or whatever and stand up and say, well, if it's four or less, you guys are okay. Six or more, I'm sorry, but we're going to have your neighbor call in and tell on you.
Yeah.
That, come on, people. No. The answer is no. Period. End of story. No. You know.
And you've also got to take this further that, if you decide you don't want to be vaccinated, and that's totally up to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's freedom.
And then you get venues, or you get the state saying that venues that have more than 1,000 people, you've got to show proof of vaccination, and then you've got to wear a mask in there. I mean, this is, you know, so it's going to change your life. I mean,
if you decide not to vaccinate, you want to do that. You will be.
You've got two major airlines saying, I don't think, you know, we don't have to mask on an airline.
I think that's great.
The CDC went crazy over that. They said, we've got a better air system than you have anywhere. And with the HEPA filters and the fresh air coming in from, you know, 30,000 feet, you know, and, well, the CDC went crazy. Oh, no, you can't say that. Well, that's what Southwest and American Airlines believe.
Yeah, so, and they can say what they believe.
They can say
it's their
what they
company,
believe.
Right?
The
CDC cannot mandate. I mean, the whole mandate thing, the word mandate is irritating to me, right? There are just a few things you should be mandating.
Why is it mandate? Why can't it be womandate?
Well, never really thought about it that.
I mean, but why is it mandate? It's not, you know, men are against it, women are against it. It should be called tyranny.
It is tyranny.
It absolutely
is. Well, here's the thing. You know, China's been dealing with all of Southeast Asia is always dealing with some kind of virus. If you remember when we were in service, we would see people from those other countries, or we watch video. A lot of those people are wearing masks. Yeah. About 20, and this was back in the 90s, and you're always thinking.
Japan. Look at Japan.
Yeah, you're always thinking, why are they wearing masks? Because they're always dealing with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is nothing new to them, but not everybody had masks on.
No.
Just the people who think they needed masks
right.
wore masks. I'm a fan of that, right? I'm a total, total fan of that. Not anybody making anybody wear a mask. And I know.
You've been vaccinated.
Sure, yeah. But I do it for my own reasons.
And for your own reasons, you've also had COVID.
Yeah.
And you were one of these, and you were one of the people that ended up in the hospital. So the bottom line is, and I look at statistics and I have no reason to think that Shasta County is lying to me. You know, oh, they're lying. Well, I have no reason to
lie
believe
to
that.
Us about what?
About the number of people who are sick, the number of people who have end up in the hospital, and the number of people who have died who have, you know, either had the vaccination or not.
Well,
you know,
why would they lie?
Just, yeah,
anyway.
Those are just numbers. You know, this and this. But then I talked to the head of a, you know, Casey Fatch, head of a major hospital, and he tells me, you know, these people are, you know, they're dying. You know, do they have underlying conditions? Yeah, a lot of them do. But it's real. So,
it's
but
a real
we
thing,
can't
man.
We can't live in fear and give up all of our rights because of fear.
Right. Absolutely.
Otherwise, we would be not America.
Well, you know, the thing about it is government is a funny thing. They feel like they're doing the right thing. I don't think that they wake up every day saying, today we're going to spread tyranny. But what they do is they mandate things, I guess they think, for the good of the people. And it's not for the good of the people. What's good for the people is for them to learn how to critically think, right? Make your own decisions that's good for you and your family, and then move on with your life. I don't want to hear about you telling me what to do every day. I just don't want to hear it. If you can't make a decision for safety, well, then, you know, you have to live with the consequences.
You live with the consequences.
That's the problem.
No, that's it. You live with the consequences.
We don't teach critical thinking anymore. You learn critical thinking in places like music rooms, sports venues, you know, in school. You learn critical thinking in debate club, chess club. You learn critical thinking in all those, which we have done away with many of those programs and events and situations in life where people learn to critically think. So the bottom line is a lot of people don't get that critical thinking. Of course, we learn how to critical think in the service.
In the military, you have to. That's part of staying alive.
You don't get that critical thinking.
Yeah.
You just move your way
through your day. Making decisions, and that every decision you make has a consequence.
That's right.
It's either a good consequence or a bad consequence. And there's some decisions you make in the military, you just know that you've tried to make the very best decision. And yet still people are going to die.
Yeah, and there's
just no way around it, but you try to mitigate it as much as possible.
So we're taught to do it early,
yeah.
And we're taught to do it often, every single day.
I have 18-year-olds, and somebody one time was 27, said to me, I'm only 27, what do you expect? And I said, well, I expect more because I've got 18-year-olds that are leading out life and death patrols.
Sure.
And you've seen it. And,
absolutely.
But we got to take a quick break. Hey, you know what? That last Christmas present, you're looking for that perfect cigar? Head on down to Tobacco and Brew. They've got the best humidor north of Sacramento, maybe even including Sacramento. Great cigars, great choices there. All your tobacco needs at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, but probably closed Saturday. So go down there today. Take their grab bag. It's got three cigars in there and a great price, and they're good cigars. Give it to that person that may want to, you know, celebrate with a good cigar over
and
the weekend.
A fantastic place to do remote for Mantauk.
Oh.
Oh, think about it.
I am.
Oh, yeah, I'm onto that.
We'll be right back.
13 minutes left on my 50% off, by the way. 13 minutes.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. To lay before the king,
the official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press and Writing.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's good, Carl.
Everywhere you go.
You know what? We promise.
I'm going to be your hype man.
We promise on Man Talk we won't sing. But welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Ted Lighty and Carl Bott. It's Christmas Eve. You know, this is the time of the year that I also think about because you've been deployed like I have.
Oh, yeah.
All those military that are gone for home. You're in places. You're in places that you would not ordinarily be. I was in the dish on Christmas and New Year's. The thing about New Year's was great because there was a lot of activity going on. So we didn't have fireworks. We had rockets flying. We had everything going on. But I think about, and I know you do, we think about those that are deployed right now that aren't with family. Your family's concerned, you know, and we don't have any big wars going on right now.
But there's always something going on.
There's something going on.
Things that aren't in the news that you're, you know, I mean, there's always something going on.
Something's going on, training something. I do know that in Iraq that our the MEF did not send out patrols on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Or Christmas Day. And why? Because the last thing you want to do is have
Marine showing up at somebody's house on Christmas Day.
Right.
And it doesn't mean we weren't attacked or something like that, but we did not, we were not proactive those for a couple of days.
Well, the bottom line is you still have to pull security.
Yeah.
And I never forget we were on security on New Year's Eve, and we're hanging out on an outpost in the middle of the desert. And this was in Saudi Arabia, northern Saudi Arabia, because the ground war hadn't started, right? And so we actually saw a Scud attack. We saw a Scud attack right, I mean, at 12 o'clock, right above us. And then we watched a Patriot missile launch and intercept it. It was one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen.
The watching aircraft making runs, watching artillery, artillery firing. I mean, it's. But the bottom line is that we have a lot of people out there, and
who are not home,
that are not home,
and
they may not be in harm's way right now, but they're not home. But if they were told to mount up tomorrow, they're going to be gone. National Guard, reserves, active duty. Are gone during this time frame.
So all services.
All services. So, yeah, I think about that.
Give them a thought today.
That's and I know they've sent out thousands of packages from here in the Redding area in Shasta County out to those that are deployed. Rob Burrows has a big thing going every year. There's several other organizations that send packages out. And do you remember getting those packages?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it didn't matter where we were or how long we were there. Those packages were incredible.
Christmas cards addressed to any Marine. Yeah. And so they put them up on the wall. They're the bulkheads. So
I love the ones from the kids.
Oh, the kids.
The kids,
oh,
man. The pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Have you shot anybody? wishing us a Merry Christmas. And then all of those things that came in. Hand sanitizer, toothpaste, toothbrushes. I mean, just everything you can possibly imagine. All the candy and things like this.
Batteries, Gatorade.
Batteries. Oh, everything you can imagine was coming in. So everybody got a present.
Yep. That was fantastic. I just love that. I love that about America. You know, I mean, we take care of our people.
We do.
That's for sure. So I'm glad you brought that up, Carl. It's a good thing to kind of get towards the end of the show and make sure that everybody understands, and we'll just give them a thought for a second,
there
including me.
Yeah, including me.
Yeah.
Well, last thing is that during this show, you have got 4 minutes left to go to usgunpro.com.
Yep.
And sign up for classes for January at half price.
Actually,
everything.
No.
Everything.
It's the entire year.
Oh,
the
entire
whole thing
year.
Is scheduled.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anything on that website that you can go to, Safety Santa will work on. Now, I'm shutting it down in 4 minutes.
All you have to do is say Safety Santa when
in
it
the
says
promo code.
Promo code, and you get a half price class any place.
Any class.
Any
including
class.
NRA instructor courses, which are $250 a day.
Yeah. So
I see Balky left here and already signed up for something. I don't know what, but it just popped on my phone. It said, "Hey, Robert Balky signed up for a class." So just, it's a good opportunity if you're given a gun or getting a gun to get into a class at 50% because you need to know how to use them. That's the most important thing. Carl, I can't tell you how many times yesterday included. I had a class yesterday. People show up in my class and with very minimal gun handling skills. And these people have been carrying a gun for 10, 15, 20 years. First time they've ever been to an NFI class. And I shut them down, and I look at them shoot, and they're all over the place. And I'm like, you know what? You need some help, and I'm gonna do this. It takes me about 5 minutes to instruct them to get I put my hands on their hands. I teach them to grip, get their stance lined out, platform the firearm correctly, watch it go. And they're like, that was amazing. I'm like, I'm a gun instructor. That's what I do.
Well, you find people that have come back for the renewals. They haven't fired a gun in two years.
No.
And if you're going to carry a gun, you got to be able to shoot it. You got to be able to shoot it safely. You got to know what the background is. You got to know when to use it. All of these things. And
That's why I like teaching.
It's one of the reasons why we started teaching advanced defensive pistol every month. Brian Ream teaches on a Sunday every single month. It's 16 January next month. It's $125. You show up with a holster and a magazine carrier, and he runs you through drills. It's a good step two drill. Yeah. You can also make it part of your renewal.
After you get your CCW, then you go to your advanced. Yeah. And then there's going to be another advanced two after that. And so it's just getting better with using your gun.
It's staying sharp.
You know, the big thing that I always like teaching, too, is the safety aspects of storing your firearms and not letting somebody get a hold of it that shouldn't. And mainly for me, that's children. And unfortunately, there's still tragedies happening, and there should be no reason for it.
Well, and absolutely zero reason.
Hey, buddy, Merry Christmas. It's always good, my brother.
I love you, Colonel.
I love you, Sergeant Major.
You have a Merry Christmas. You guys travel safe, okay?
We will.
And we will.
And you have, you too. You're not going that far, but have a great Christmas. And all of you all out there, have a great Christmas. Let's all take a deep breath and think about the present that we can all give to our country is taking a little step back, taking a deep breath, and treating somebody like you'd like to be treated.
Hey, man, starts with love.
Merry Christmas, Jared.
Love first.
Merry Christmas. We love you too, man.